Tourism authorities in Rio de Janeiro are steaming over a recent episode of The Simpsons, in which Homer and the gang visit Brazil and encounter rampant crime, wild attack monkeys, and Spanish accents. It's scenes like this that have the Rio officials calling their lawyers.
Excuse me, we think this boy might be here.
Okay, this is the samba school. This is not a lost and found. This is where we invented the lambada and the macarena. We are now developing our most powerful dance, the penetrada. It makes sex look like a church.
I don't think my daughter should hear this.
NPR South America correspondent Martin Costi joins us on the phone from Rio. Are Brazilians really upset over this cartoon treatment of their country?
Well, it's too soon to say whether Brazilians in general are upset because they haven't seen it yet. It's only aired in the U.S. The officials at Rio Tour, they also haven't seen the whole episode. They've just seen little snippets that they've downloaded over the internet after they were alerted to the episode by some Brazilian reporters in the United States.
So these Rio tourism officials are actually contemplating legal action over a TV show they haven't even seen yet?
That's about it. They're basing their complaints on some detailed reports we've seen in the Brazilian press from the United States. And really all they need to know is the fact that the Simpsons have encountered a lot of crime in Rio. For example, Homer and Bart are pickpocketed, and then Homer is kidnapped by a mustachioed taxi driver.
Actually, we've got that scene right here. Let's listen to it.
Taxi!
My American friend, I'm afraid that this is a kidnapping.
So that means I don't have to pay the fare.
I suppose.
Woohoo!
It's that kind of scene that drives Rio Tour absolutely crazy, because they say they spend about $18 million a year trying to make Rio look appealing to American tourists. Now the Simpsons are ruining all their work.
Well, is there any truth to the Simpsons' portrayal of Rio?
Well, I have to say that the taxis are actually pretty safe. Homer's a lot more likely to get kidnapped if he goes to Sao Paulo, where they're having a little rash of kidnappings right now. But there is a lot of crime here, and if the Rio Tour agency is complaining about that part of the portrayal, then they don't have a very strong case. What you have to understand, really, is that Brazilians are sensitive about small inaccuracies that show sort of a confusion with other parts of Latin America. They don't like being confused with Mexicans or other Spanish-speaking Latin Americans. In this episode, there were some minor gaps, like small errors in Portuguese and Spanish accents throughout the episode. They attributed the conga and macarena dances to Brazil. These are not Brazilian dances, and that's the kind of thing Brazilians have a hard time forgiving.
As we said, the Rio tourism authorities threatened to sue Fox Television, which broadcast The Simpsons. Are they going to go ahead with it?
That's what they were telling Brazilian journalists last week before they'd seen any part of the episode. Since then, they've been in touch with their American lawyers, and they've discovered that it's kind of hard to sue someone in the United States over a parody. Apparently, the First Amendment makes that a little more difficult than they thought. So now they're trying to take the moral high ground instead and sort of guilt the Fox network into perhaps donating the profits from the episode to Brazilian orphans or something like that.
Any word from the Simpsons producers?
Well, one Brazilian newspaper here, the Folha de São Paulo, claims they tried to contact the Simpsons producers, and they were told that the Simpsons producers would withhold comment until they received a formal diplomatic complaint from the Brazilian government.
One last question, Martin. What about those attack monkeys?
Because of your generosity, the orphanage was able to buy a door. Now the monkeys cannot bite me. Uh-oh.
John, I can honestly say that I've never been attacked by monkeys here. But there are small, cuddly little monkeys in parts of Rio, but the worst they'll do is throw fruit at you.
Thanks very much, Martin. Don't feed the monkeys.
Thanks, John. Bye.
NPR's Martin Costi speaking to us from Rio de Janeiro.